Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and extra, extra, read all about it. Thank goodness for a wonderful today, because we couldn't be happier. What is this feeling? So sudden?
At new.
We must be the kings and queens of New York.
Oh.
Very popular.
This monologue is amazing.
It gets better.
We have something to believe in, so we'll just see what happens. As long as your mind will be dancing through life and defying gravity, the bottom line is I never planned on you. So now that the world will know that, once and for all, Brooklyn's here carrying the banner of love.
The banner of love.
That was beautiful.
Addiction is everything. Yes.
Today, joining us are the usual Santa Fayers.
Okay.
Including.
Like yep.
Kevin, dear old Shiz Jaeger.
Oh, I like that one. I'm Shiz. Shiz.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make that. That's like fetch for me now. Like, I'm going to try to get that catch on. Guys, it's so shiz up in here.
So stupid.
It's too close to shiz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yes, hello.
Hello. And with us today is the current star of Wicked on Broadway playing Galinda. And you know her from Disney's Newsies as Catherine, a role she originated on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
And in the Fathom Events filmed version of Newsies.
Woo-hoo.
Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Cara Lindsay.
Cara Lindsay.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Hi. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Salute.
Salute.
I'm Italian, so. Cheers.
I'm Irish.
Guys, so this is so fun. I love like, a podcast where you can drink.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
That's the only kind you should ever do.
Yeah.
I don't understand anything
the
other than
the only way
that.
To get honesty out of people.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
So you can follow Cara on social media at CaraLindsay1.
Yeah, there's somebody else that has Cara Lindsay, I guess.
Wait, Cara with a K and Lindsay with an A?
So I had to put a 1.
Oh,
like,
damn.
What does the 1 mean, really?
I know, you're number 1.
You're the number 1.
Do you have a foam finger?
Even though she got it first.
A foam finger right after your... I love it.
Is
that's how I'm going to think anytime
emoji?
I tweet at you.
Garlandy, what?
There's a Bitmoji. There's definitely a Bitmoji with a foam finger.
Great.
Can you
yeah,
have a Bitmoji as part of your Twitter handle now?
No, but that
no,
would be
but
amazing.
It could be like...
Wouldn't that be incredible?
What if we convinced you that that was true?
Why did you emphasize B?
I don't... Look at B incredible.
Hey,
how many drinks have you had?
Well, I was going to put a B inside of... Never mind.
I guess we should start with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Oh, I guess I'm drinking a Malbec.
You are.
Red wine.
A nice
I really
Malbec.
Just said to Kimberly, I was like, red wine's great. I just,
yeah.
anything wine. Yeah, it's winter, red wine.
Oh, I'm drinking whiskey on the rocks, by the way.
I'm drinking Tanteo tequila on the rocks, so it's a little spicy.
Oh, I thought you were drinking a Moscow Mule. You're drinking
it's in a Moscow Mule cup.
Yeah, I'm good.
I know, I've deceived you.
He likes the fancy mugs.
It deceived you.
Keeps it cold.
It does keep it cold.
So,
I get it.
Kara,
what are you drinking?
Also a Malbec.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, I forgot about you.
That's how dare you?
I know. I'm a terrible person. moving on, I just want to remind all of our listeners, this... Thursday, February 16th, you can go and see the lovely Kara and friend of the show, Jeremy Jordan, and friend of the show, Andrew Keenan Bolger, in Newsies, the Fathom event that you can go to in theaters. It airs the 16th, 18th, and 22nd. You can totally find it at Fandango or movietickets.com.
Yes.
The three of us will definitely be going.
Realized that I get to go with my mom on the 18th
because
I'll be
so sweet.
In Philly.
Brian, will you be my date to Newsies?
Oh, she's going to die.
Yeah.
You guys.
Sweet.
Well,
and then,
she was supposed to be my date
ben
to
Fankhauser.
See it on Broadway.
Oh, Ben Fankhauser, yes.
What, she ditched you?
Your mom ditched you?
Something happened and my mom couldn't come see Newsies with me. And so, like, she was like, I'm so sorry.
Kara just said that so sincerely. Your mom ditched you?
I do not remember why, but I saw it with, like,
mom,
my boyfriend at the
together.
Time instead.
Mom,
oh,
harsh.
Okay.
That was
so
way
I was
harsh,
like, oh, though. Let's go on a date to see Newsies.
Aw.
That's so
these guys are real nice. Thanks.
So, what?
Oh, man.
Wow, I'm already lost.
Bingo?
Yeah, explain bingo, and then I'll get back to what I was
saying. Are we playing bingo?
We are.
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm at, like, my grandma's assisted living.
If you walk away from Broadwasted feeling anything, I hope it's that.
And she goes to bingo.
Yeah, I love bingo.
That's her favorite thing.
You know, I like my home to feel like assisted living.
Oh, it's heart bingo.
So I have sweetheart bingo. Okay. So in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
We have our little heart-shaped candies that say a whole bunch of different things.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Because it is Valentine's Day. So they say, hey, you.
Kara Lindsay is the hashtag sweetheart of the show.
Just one.
What? Oops, that's disgusting. Disgusting.
We also should mention
the sassy sweetheart of the show.
We also should mention we're recording this after Kara just got out of Wicked.
Yeah,
she just left Oz.
And Kevin thought we were having a pajama party.
Okay,
Kevin's wearing pajamas.
For the record, we were texting about this, and Kimberly said she was going to be wearing PJs because it's at her house. And I said, oh my God, V-Day PJ party. And everyone said, yes, with A's. So I came in my
pants.
Straight boy high school football t-shirt.
You look great.
And my PJ pants from Eddie Bauer.
Yeah, it looks like a
dorm party. Do you remember throwback Eddie Bauer?
Yes, I used to get their backpacks.
Yes, they were the best.
Wait,
Kev, can you say Eddie Bauer again?
Eddie Bauer.
Wow, do you do voiceovers?
I do all the time.
Yeah. Well, you should, actually.
Actually, I just do Manny Patinkin impressions. I don't do voiceovers.
Wait, don't you also do a Colm Wilkinson impression?
Wait,
I've done the Colm Wilkinson impression before,
can
yeah.
You do, can
Here?
You do a little bit of it?
Oh, it's really
can fun. They sing a duet together?
Wait, who do you do an impression of?
No,
that's
do
I
it
have
himself.
To prepare that.
With
that's
going
to have to be like a prepared moment.
Manny Patinkin.
Just yourself. That's incredible.
Yeah, back and forth. Maybe I'll do
You're
like
Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh my God, I'll do confrontation. I was just going to say that.
You'll rather think that I would have all that you got.
Wow.
I feel that goes on.
And then you gotta do Colm Wilkinson, and you just do that.
You gotta do that, like, cry. Oh my God.
He does every time. No! It's always
the,
a little
the passcode at Starbucks on 50th Street.
Yes.
Is 24601 for the bathroom.
No.
I'm not kidding.
I love that.
And I the girl was like, it's 24601. I was like, shut up, you're kidding me. She's like, no, it's 24601. And she's like, what is that from? Everybody always laughs.
When I was in middle school,
we were like,
I'm like, do you know where you work? You work in a theater district.
You're like, oh, that's from Waitress.
You just sing it every time.
When I was in middle school, we weren't allowed to watch.
Yeah, that's her check pad number.
Yeah. When I was in middle school, we weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons because my mom thought it was like a devilish, awful show. And my brother and I made a deal with her that she had to watch one episode with us. And if she didn't laugh at all, we would never ask again. But if she laughed, we were allowed to watch it. And we sat down and it was
she accepted that deal?
She did. She was like, let's do this.
That's fun parenting.
And she sat down and it was a Sideshow Bob episode and his prison number is 24601. And he said it and then he did a like Pirates of Penzance medley like parody and we won because of 24601. So that number got me to watch The
That's
Simpsons.
Funny.
Wow.
That's so good.
That's amazing.
It was super fun.
Kimberly, explain the game.
I'm sorry.
We're playing a game. So there are pens in the middle. Everyone take a pen.
Yeah,
and we have a bingo board with sweetheart little hearts all over.
Okay.
So we can write down things that you might find on a heart, like, hey you, why is that like the sweetheart thing? Hey.
Hey, girl.
That's
hey,
not like, you. Didn't they used to say like, hey, love ya? Me amor.
Oh, that's nice.
Got love, L-U-V.
Oh.
Great. Okay. Hey, you.
What do we do with these?
Sorry, I can't find the answer to
that.
What?
That was Alexa. That was Alexa.
Someone turned on Alexa.
Oh, I thought it was my phone. Sorry.
Stop saying her name.
Alexa, play Watch What Happens from Spotify.
No, don't do it, Alexa. Don't do it. No!
What?
I sound great.
You're sultry as hell.
Wow.
I sound great.
Alexa, shut down.
Thanks, Alexa.
Bye, Alexa.
Alexa gave you soul.
This heart says, sup, babe.
Ooh.
So, in each square...
So, did we get, like, the cat-calling bag? Like, is this...
Apparently.
What do we do with that?
In squares, write something you think you might see on a heart. Oh, we write it here?
Yeah, just write it wherever you want.
Oh, God.
Or you can write down things you think that, like, we might say throughout the course of the evening.
Oh.
You can even just write down, Brian makes a pun.
Can I write that for every single one?
And no, then, that's cheating.
Is it like betting on myself?
Yeah, kind of. So what did we say? Like, hey, you, me, Amor.
I'm writing Kara and Kevin because it actually is Kara and Kevin, but I'm writing it.
So. And then throughout
Kara
the
and Kevin,
day.
My husband's name is Kevin.
Yeah,
yeah. But so it's you like, and I.
Yeah, Kevin.
And so throughout the day.
She did
day,
not like that.
You can just take a heart and read it out loud. Literally, this heart says, don't tell.
Don't tell.
How romantic.
We just write random things.
Yeah. So, Kara, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're living? Do you feel like you're living in a dream because you're on Broadway Sid? I know. Apparently, you're a big fan.
I love Broadway Sid, and I listen to you guys when I wash dishes.
That's great.
That's when I listen
because
too.
We do because I don't have a dishwasher, and I'm like staring at a blank wall, and I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna die. So I listen to podcasts.
Great.
That's what
you,
I do.
NPR.
So are you officially saying that Broadway Sid?
I love it.
Keeps you
best,
alive?
It keeps me alive.
Great. So let's talk newsies first.
Okay.
She's busy writing in everything.
I'm very committed. I just want all of our names.
Oh, that's a good one.
I didn't even think of that.
Do you have, like, good girl handwriting?
Yeah. No.
No, you're not, like, one
of
those girls?
I mean, I used to. And when it mattered.
In Catholic school?
When it mattered.
Oh, my gosh, where are you from?
Rochester. That's where it just came out. When it mattered. I wrote Kimberly and Kevin.
Yeah,
you do.
Take it.
Did you guys?
No.
I
wrote Get It.
I wrote Kara.
And NPR, because you said NPR.
Oh, good
idea.
So
I'm going to put that down.
That's cheating. So,
oh, wait, and then read aloud which ones you took.
Oh, it says Sweet Pea and Be Mine on Kevin and Kimberly.
I got Be Mine.
Mine says Marry Me.
Oh, yeah, Be Mine.
Be Mine.
But this one says so poor.
Ooh, you said Kevin.
So poor?
Does that say so
no.
poor?
No.
So you could technically say my name and you can get a...
Brian!
So fine!
So
I thought it said so poor, but it says so fine.
Why would that be a Valentine?
I don't know.
But I think I did write so fine down.
Why would that be a Valentine?
And mine says first kiss.
First kiss.
This episode's going to be 3 hours.
I'm sorry.
Who does? No, I wasn't like yelling at you. You're so used to that.
Does that say waitress?
Yeah. Just in case you talk about waitress.
You literally just... Wait, so if I just read my
and
whole word out loud,
too hot.
Yes. Does that count?
Like a monologue.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, your monologue at the start of this podcast was really impressive.
Thank you.
I have
that
to
was
say,
a good
did Ariel Bottle talk about... What?
Brian Pumps does that every
week.
Yeah,
I know. It's really good.
It's great.
And you know what you reminded me of? I don't know if Aaron talked about this. When Kevin Carolyn, who played Roosevelt in Newsies, when he forgot his lines at the end of the show, he just started quoting... titles of songs.
No.
He's like, you boys will seize the day and then you'll watch what happens and the world will know when you...
And all of you are like, oh God.
Yeah, we're like, these are all the titles of the songs. Oh God.
Cheers to onstage puns.
Yeah. Puns! Because I'm not good at like just improvising
learning
on the spot.
Lines.
Learning lines. I just kept repeating it. I don't remember what it was.
Watch what happens. You just said watch
no,
what happens
that's
over
horrifying.
And over again.
That's terrifying.
Oh, that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
if
a lot of words.
One word. Alexa, can you not hear
Alexa, shut the up.
I wasn't able to understand.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you didn't understand. Just stay silent.
Yeah, but that's a behemoth of a song. That's like a Ladies Who Lunch kind of like saga.
It's
like a getting
scary.
Married today kind of song.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
About filming Newsies.
Yeah.
One, what was it like stepping back into that role after a while of being away?
Newsies.
Wait, I did too.
And my heart says BFF.
And I wrote down Kara and Kevin. We've totally said that.
Oh, and you said Kara.
All right,
oh my God.
Continue, sorry.
This is
oh,
very...
you won.
Guys, I won already.
You already won.
Bingo!
You won bingo.
I won bingo? That was so fast.
That was so fast.
Price
still satisfying.
Yeah.
What?
You get to go to the prize crate.
Wait, what is inside of this?
Do you want a... This is
Broadway
the prize crate.
Con? Ooh. I want this.
Yes.
An Annie program?
Tomorrow! My sister is obsessed with Annie, and she's sort of the reason why I, like, started getting involved in theater.
What was the first Broadway show you ever saw?
The first Broadway show I saw was Grease with Billy Porter.
Ooh.
And,
Rosie?
Oh, yeah. Was she in it? Who
yeah,
was she?
Yeah, she was Rizzo.
No, I didn't see her. I saw, Brooke Shields.
Oh.
Okay.
fun.
She was Baba Boom.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was the first Broadway show I saw.
When you saw it, sat in the theater, did your chills multiply?
When I saw Grease in the theater?
Yeah, did your chills multiply?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, great.
It was electrifying.
Ryan, someone got your joke.
I'm like incredibly happy.
These are jokes like my husband's, just like dad jokes.
Your husband, I have a fun fact about your husband.
Good. Yes, why?
I beat him in fantasy football this year my league.
I always hear that noise on his phone, the... Dun, dun, I don't know.
Which is the thing they do when Lady Gaga performs. Like on other end, right? The football.
Yeah, yes. Got it. The thing football. That happens around Lady Gaga.
I didn't even
Lady
know
Gaga.
Who was playing in the
I was
Super
like,
Bowl.
I just saw the Skylar sisters started the thing and Lady Gaga was in the middle. And between that, there was a lot of stuff happening.
Well,
there
make sure.
Tight pants and bird teams.
And people
kept laying down.
What was the first show you ever saw? Not Broadway,
show
but
in
like,
general?
Just like, what made you want to do this?
I think seeing Ragtime, to be honest.
In New York?
No, it was in Rochester. I saw things that, like the touring companies that came through Rochester.
In Rochester.
In Rochester, New York. have a really flat, disgusting accent.
I heard.
Yeah, you heard?
Just now.
Yeah. Did you? So that show was incredible, and it left me speechless, and I was like, I want to make people feel that way. That's so cool.
You want to shut people up?
I want to shut people up like I was shut up.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
So going back to Newsies,
yeah.
You're away from it forever. All of a sudden, you're Catherine again.
Yeah, that was insane.
How many, 3 days recording it?
There were 5 days, I think. Jeremy, he only had like 3 days. I don't know. I honestly don't know how he did it. Like, he is a superhuman. Like, it's stupid. Like, I would have had bronchitis by the
end.
He's
a Supergirl.
He's a Supergirl.
Yeah.
He's a Supergirl. But yeah, so we had like
a Supergirl outfit.
Yeah, he looked great in a skirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. we had for like 5 days. Yeah, and then we did it straight through, like Newsies live in front of a whole audience and straight through. Yeah, and that was insane. And the first time we had ever run the entire show in costume, top to bottom, was in front of thousands of people with 18 cameras on us.
And what did you? What was that feeling you had? So sudden, so new.
So sudden, and I was I had the worst acid reflux. I have really bad acid reflux whenever I get really nervous and stressed. Like actually, the past couple days
for this.
Well, yeah, for this. But for this, it was nuts. It was so cool because I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. Like I felt like. Yeah, time had never, like, so much time has passed, but
yeah, how
none
far were
at
you,
the same time.
Like, apart from it?
3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
didn't close Newsies,
no,
right?
I didn't. I went on the Wicked Tour.
Right.
So, I'm, like, still holding onto my Annie program.
For dear life, too.
I love it. It's just real cute.
I love it.
What did you say?
Oh, I said love it.
And you
I wrote love it.
But, honey, I already won, so.
Oh, right. The history of the world.
She's a kid,
sweet.
But people are still playing for second and third. She's like, it doesn't matter because I won.
It doesn't matter, I won.
Kevin, you love Mrs. Lovett.
I do love Mrs.
Ooh,
Lovett.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, a lot.
So, if you don't know this, Kara.
What?
Kevin is obsessed with Angela Lansbury.
Obsessed.
Oh, who isn't, though?
Like, when I was in, like, third and fourth grade, my favorite show was Murder, She Wrote.
In third grade?
Yeah. And my
Kevin
mom thought
actually...
it was so weird, but she was like, okay, they don't curse or anything, so it's
family-friendly
great.
Murders.
She's like, do you watch Matlock? And I was like, absolutely not. Just Angela Lansbury and Murder, She Wrote. She was like, all right, because, I mean, that's a distinction, of course.
So this is a Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah. Hi, love.
We'd love to hear about how you met your husband, your first date, and if you have any Valentine's Day traditions.
Oh my God, we absolutely don't. I tried to. Sorry, I'm like starting backwards.
No, you should. We're gonna merrily roll along this,
right?
Oh, we're gonna, I love that show.
Me too.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, isn't that supposed to come in again?
Well, it's the movie.
What?
There's a documentary, and they just did it in California.
Yes.
Which I hope will come here.
That'd be wonderful.
Too. I'm going to get ice. Does anyone need ice?
No, I'm good. Not for my red
wine.
I'm going
to switch to wine.
Again, not for
the
red
wine.
You're going to mix? Ooh,
No, I'll get ice. Yeah.
Yeah. You want ice?
Yeah.
All right. Start explaining. I'm going to get ice, and then I'm going to listen.
Ice conversation.
It's only right there.
Okay.
It's not a big apartment. The ice is right here.
Yeah. We live okay. in New York City. We don't have square footage.
I'm in the kitchen. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You
probably.
Yeah. We don't have traditions for Valentine's Day because we're generally apart.
So wait, how did you guys meet? So, did I miss that?
We met doing Little House on the Prairie, the musical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian, that's right. We found a picture of you two, like, posing in, like, prom-style pose. What? Like, holding each other in front of the banner.
You're not supposed to, like, announce the stalkery things we do.
Yeah, but we all do stalkery things.
Well, I wanted to see what your husband looked like.
Yeah.
And so I Googled the two of you, and it came up with the picture of you, like, prom style in front of, like, a banner of...
Oh, Little House on the Prairie? Yeah.
It was a cute picture. Oh, my gosh.
Where was that?
You had a really cute gray dress on.
Oh, yeah, that little... I was trying to look frumpy, like Laura does.
Yeah.
Which is not really hard for me to look frumpy. I mean, right now I don't, but, like, no, generally... Like, if I could walk into the Gershwin where Wicked is, and right. I actually have makeup on and my hair is done, they're like, wow, you look nice.
Yeah? Really?
At the Gershwin, because they're not expecting me to look nice, like, because I always look
good. But you're Galinda.
No, I walk into the theater looking disheveled and, like...
Because you have, like, a team that beautifies you, right?
No, I do it myself.
You do your
Broadway.
Makeup?
Yeah, Elphaba gets her makeup done.
Yeah. She's green. That's hard.
Well, right, yeah.
So you met doing Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, we met doing Little House on the Prairie, the musical, and we met at our audition, obviously. We were paired together, and we were singing a love song to each other in front of strangers. And, you know. And there, he has these, like, huge blue eyes. He has this way of looking at you like he's really listening to you. And he doesn't blink, which is sort of scary.
Oh.
Because you're, like, you're staring into
especially
my soul.
Especially his scene partner. Because, yeah, like, in the back of your head, like, what are you doing?
Why like, you're staring into my soul.
And he's currently in the...
he's in Gentleman's Guide tour. And which closes March 12th.
Okay,
so we've spent the majority of our marriage apart.
Great.
So maybe that's why we're still together.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, I mean, it's definitely been a challenge, and I think that it's been awesome.
Yeah.
It's forced us to communicate in a different way.
Totally.
I mean, thank God for FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it makes a world of a difference. But we really have to plan our time together. And then when we do have, like, 2 days only to be together, we have to, like, not schedule anything else.
How did Kevin, not this one, your Kevin, how did he propose?
He proposed, so Kevin grew up in the mountains of Black Mountain, North Carolina,
okay.
And is super outdoorsy, and I didn't grow up with that, but I was outdoorsy, but not really, but it's something that's really important to him, and we went hiking a lot, and I grew to love it, and he took me on a camping trip, so we went to the Catskills, and his brother's girlfriend were there, so I didn't think anything was going to happen, because I don't know. And at this point, so we had been dating for 3 years, and every milestone, I sort of thought something was going to happen.
Yeah.
I thought he would propose, like, at our 2-year anniversary, or, like, on Valentine's Day, or on my birthday, or something, you know, and it was more like your friends are your best and worst enemies when around, like, engagement time, which you might know.
Aware,
clearly,
yeah.
Because they're always like, when is it going to happen? I think it's going to happen
and
when.
They get in your head.
I think it's going to happen on your birthday. I think it's going to happen on his birthday.
Oh, wait, you guys are going away for the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen. Definitely happening.
Yeah.
You and my roommate knew at the time. No one told me to put on makeup that day.
I didn't
No
either.
One told me to change my outfit.
Yeah, you girls are like, don't tell me it's happening. Just give me a chance to, like, freshen up.
Like, my hair,
because there's going to be pictures.
Yes.
Oh, and there's, like,
God.
Bags
so
under your
So you were, like,
eyes.
On the top of a mountain after sleeping outside.
I hiked to the top of the mountain after sleeping outside on the dirt.
Right.
And you got...
And I got, like, proposed to.
A pretty shiny ring.
I got a pretty shiny ring.
Oh, you're
ring.
On, like, a hillside. You're, like, a mountainside or
mountain.
Something.
A mountain. Yeah, it was gorgeous. There's pictures on Facebook.
I'm sure you look beautiful, even though you slept
no,
in dirt.
No, I didn't. I looked horrible. But that's the point, kind of. I mean, I kind of, I love that. I mean,
for
that's
better or for worse, right?
I mean, 98% of the time, that's what I look like, really. So why try to look different? You know, it's really
if I
dumb.
Don't put on makeup, he'll say no.
Yeah,
he'll change his mind.
Right. So that 2% of the time, you're holding, like, a wand and wearing a white dress.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now is
like
we're
going
to give you some coffee to sober you up. No, I'm kidding.
No.
So I'd love to talk about more about Wicked.
Okay.
But let's play a game first.
Okay.
What are we playing?
Yes.
Kimberly, take it away.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
We're playing Who Do You Love?
Okay.
Oh!
Who Do You Love? This is a twist on Where the Heck Am I?
Where the heck am I?
Where the heck am I?
So basically, I found this list that is called, I haven't looked at any of the names yet, but it's called 21 Broadway Love Songs to Belt Along to This Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So I'm going to scroll through this list and try to give you clues of what song this list is telling me to tell you about.
So, oh, gosh. But you haven't looked at this list yet. So,
no.
So if you don't know the song, you'll try to be describing it to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then the first person to sing part of the song they think I'm talking about.
Love it.
Will.
I think you're going to win.
And keep track of your own points, because wine.
They're not all going to be Wicked songs, are they?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the list yet.
Oh, right. You haven't looked at the list. Right.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Great. So they're sitting on a bench, and it is one of the first scenes in the musical.
If I loved you,
correct.
Time and again.
You're
going
to win. You're pretty dead on camera.
Because it is often just called the bench scene.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Anyone? No?
Just I love great. That musical so much.
So this one is about a green person, and
yeah, as long as you're mine.
Yeah.
Oh, did you listen to that all the time?
What? As long as
in
you're mine.
Did you just hear that today?
Oh, I did. I just heard it today. It's a beautiful love song. I think I've heard it about 500 times. Actually, I don't know how many times. It's beautiful.
Probably more than 500.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh,
I'm bad at counting.
Okay.
I do Broadway. Happy to keep his dinner warm.
No. So, he has a sword.
And a stone.
She is a queen.
Oh,
and
Camelot?
They love each other.
Camelot.
It's if and ever I would leave you,
oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be in spring.
Good job, good job, good job.
Goulet.
Oh, this Goulet. Is sad but happy because it's the one time that they're happy.
Will you share your life with me?
I will share your life with me for the next 10 minutes.
That is correct.
Wow.
You guys are
I did not know that one.
I didn't sing it, but
yeah,
I sort of did.
I win.
This song is pretty.
You guys made me anxious.
It's about, it takes place on an island. Most of the time she's wearing...
What's on this island? No.
No. In an island during World War II.
Oh,
and it is a Frenchman. And
some enchanted evening, you will be a stranger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You will be a stranger.
You guys are great. Stranger?
Yeah, you will...
You'll meet a stranger.
I like, you will be a stranger. That's good.
The people call it tequila.
You will be a stranger.
You guys are nailing this. I'm just watching.
Kara's giving us hints quietly.
You is a man in a mask, but I don't actually know if he's
night time sharpened.
No,
psychic.
It might be the other
all
two.
I ask of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that that's
all
the
one. All I ask of you, just one note.
Love me.
Ryan gets it because he knew the melody.
I've never seen it.
I don't
that's
know why
true.
I
need to sing. I've never
seen church hymn.
All I ask
of you.
This is my mom's favorite. This is my mom's favorite love duet. It's from,
I am nothing, you are wind. Nope.
Oh, I'm very interested in what you think my mom's favorite song is.
Okay.
That's true. No, this is two boys, and they love each other. And one plays, like, the pickle drums.
Oh, it's
and
it's give in my house. I'll be your shelter.
Oh,
just
good
pay
one.
Me back. I was about to say your mom loves bear, and then I was like, oh, no, it's not bear.
Yeah.
I was thinking Bear too.
I was like, do you remember?
Yes. Oh, I love that musical. Yes.
Oh, this song also happens in The Wedding Singer, where the old lady pays him with meatballs. And she's
a hip hop. A hip hop. But you don't stop. And take it to the bang bang. But you. And that's talking about you. If I knew.
No. From the movie. And she,
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad.
No, it's from a musical. That is about a librarian.
Oh.
A con man.
There were bells on a hill, yeah. And I never heard them one. Ringing.
God, I can't.
And I never
there are so many
heard them at all. Till there was you.
Really great duet.
Great. Yeah, beautiful.
Right, I just, this one might be tricky. So this is about angsty teenagers. And
Bitch of Living?
No, and one of them, Heather, mom, has some mental
body.
Issues.
It's the,
oh, and next to normal.
Yeah, and so they're singing.
Perfect for you.
Yeah, Kevin,
I could
so
be
perfect
for you. We're gonna win. Okay, I'm gonna scroll. I'm not gonna do all 21.
We're not keeping a tally, but I just know.
I'm like,
Kevin already won, but this
I'm
is
like
fun.
Man in
oh,
chair.
This song gets stuck in my head a lot, and it happens
because Jellicles can't.
That song does get stuck in my head a lot. This happens like after someone is rescued from a jail cell.
Oh, it's Hairspray. It's it takes
without
two,
love.
Wait, what is it?
Without love, life is like a something with no something without love.
Wow, we're
okay.
Great.
Life so, okay, is like this my is the last one, ready?
On a diet.
It's the best line. Okay, so the last one. My grandparents sang this to each other at their 50th wedding anniversary / vow renewal.
I got it.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Yes. They changed the words to be about them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I didn't know the answer,
but you know
that's the answer.
Okay.
You did a great job.
So I think Kara just won that round.
Yeah, Kara, congrats.
I got one. So sad.
I have a pretty controversial question for everyone.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Can we?
Oh, yes.
I'd love to go around the table.
Okay.
And I'd love to hear what your favorite romantic comedy is.
Oh.
It's Valentine's Day. I'm just throwing it out there.
My older sister is like the queen of romantic comedies, and she and I have been watching them like.
So let me start this conversation.
Oh.
Let me start this conversation out by.
You do?
Do we separate?
Yeah, we had this conversation before.
Teen movies from rom-coms. Like, for instance.
Like
is
grown adult
clueless?
Being in love.
Is like clueless. Like She's All That.
That's not a teen.
Are those
rom-coms? Those to me are like teen romances,
yeah, exactly.
As opposed to rom-coms, which are like Sandra Bullock, Julia Roberts, like Reese Witherspoon, like the
Runaway
Bride,
Notting Hill.
Like if we got like Girls with Three Names in it, it's usually not a rom-com. It's a teen movie.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah,
Rachel
there's three names.
Oh my God, you're probably right.
It's a teen movie.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, I just made that up, but it seems to be working.
It's kind of an unintentional role.
It seems to be working.
That's crazy.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Separate Alicia Silverstone, like you're dead.
Right.
Okay, so now that we've
fair
excluded
enough.
Those.
Yes.
Okay.
Favorite rom-coms, Kimberly Starts.
Oh, God.
Oh, but now one of mine, I think, might be a teen movie. Fever Pitch.
What?
No, that's a
no,
teen
Fever
movie.
Pitch is definitely
Fever,
a
teen movie.
What, they're 30
no,
years
Fever
old?
No, Fever Pitch is, it's the one with, are you, Drew Barrymore,
Drew Barrymore
and...
Oh, I was thinking
Jessica
of Summer
Biel.
Catch.
Yes.
Oh, Summer Catch is different, but also great. Fever Pitch will
Fever
just
Pitch
always make
Barrymore
me feel better.
And
but Fever Pitch is
Justin...
also based on a book.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Fever Pitch is based on a book.
Yeah, which is also then a Colin Firth movie.
Correct.
Yes.
About soccer.
And he wrote A High Fidelity.
True.
Which is a phenomenal film.
And book.
And that's like, if that counts as a rom-com, that's one of my favorites.
High Fidelity?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, cool. I think that counts.
Kara.
But I also
hey, I
say
I'm gonna go
Notting
last.
Hill.
Like we're ordering food.
Great.
I'm going last.
Okay, so our Thai food, you're gonna get, when we all order Pad Thai, you're
pad
no choice.
Yeah. Yes, Fever Pitch was like in college, if I had like, a breakup or was sad about something, it was that and Chasing Liberty, the Mandy Moore vehicle.
Yes!
I
watched them all the time.
Yes, that is so good!
That's such a good one.
Oh, yeah, but that I think is a teen one because it was Mandy Moore, which is
yeah, definitely.
For sure. Yeah.
So,
but so good.
My favorite rom-com would probably have to be He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a rom-com?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's enough happy endings for it to equal out as for a rom-com.
Yes.
If there was, like, one more sad ending, then it would be, like, kind of a downer. Like, more like sad Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants or something. But, like, I feel like...
You know, I feel like because I wish happy... If this was a video, I'd be happier because Kara's facial expressions are beyond...
Like beyond Winona right now.
I don't know.
Everything. She was literally thinking everything.
Do you think she had like an edible or something?
I hope she did for all of us. Oh, that's okay. But if I had to go like straight up like official like old school rom coms, you have to go with Sandra Bullock and you have to go with While You Were Sleeping.
Okay.
Oh, good.
It's a classic. That's a good There's one. Like some good funny humor to it. There's some amazing speeches, like when she does the fake wedding with Peter Gallagher.
Or do you just tells go that she's full on with their son. Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
So she walked down the street in that movie.
Pretty Woman's a good choice, though.
Do you have an answer?
I'm
Sliding.
You wanted to go last. Sliding Doors!
Were you going to say that?
No, but I love that movie.
Sliding Doors. I used to be obsessed with
Me
that movie.
Too.
It's a great movie.
It's so good. I even forget who's in it.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, right. I had a Gwyneth Paltrow phase.
I don't even remember.
He's like
the Spanish Inquisition.
That was If Then.
Oh.
It's the same thing. So
Sliding Doors is better because he dies at the end.
Yeah.
One of them does.
Exactly. And then you know which timeline is real.
I love that
one of
movie.
Them dies.
It's so good.
And then,
you're just like, figure it
one
out.
One of them gets short hair. That also helps.
Yeah.
Oh, really helps.
Nothing helps a timeline story than one being like, I'm chopping my hair off. Like,
right.
No,
you
I agree.
Yeah.
Where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's basically like the
so
Love
good.
Actually.
So good. I watched
the original
it all the time.
Love Actually scene with Colin Firth where his wife is cheating with his brother.
Exactly. That's like the same.
Like, that's where Sliding Doors begins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, opposite.
Every time I miss a train, I'm like, what if?
Do you do it too?
Me too.
No. Every time
my life has been if I got on a train.
You know, what you mean is every time I miss a train, you're like, if then.
And you wonder what if.
Just because I'm sure our listeners are like, well, what about this one? What about this one? So I'm just going to list a couple that I wrote down.
Okay. Like rom-coms?
Bringing Up Baby.
Oh,
that's my grandmom's favorite.
You Shop Around the Corner and You've Got Mail.
Yes, You've Got Mail.
Hashtag She Loves Me. Sleeveless in Seattle.
Yeah,
such a good one.
Yeah.
It's Complicated. The Holiday.
That's Jay's favorite.
The Holiday.
Holiday's a really good
one.
That is a good one.
I can't remember things that people ask me questions.
Oh, because me and Jay say that we're Kate Winslet and Jack Black.
Moonstruck.
Yes.
27 Dresses.
Yes.
Love it.
The Proposal.
Oh, good.
I don't think I've seen that.
With Ryan Reynolds and Sandra
really
Bullock.
Good.
Yeah, there's a dog named Kevin that gets chased by a bird. I know all the movies where, like, Kevin is the name everyone makes fun of.
But why would you
I'm
name
sure
a
this
dog
happens to your
Kevin.
Husband a lot. Like, Kevin is, like, the joke name.
Oh, yeah, me and Jay want to name our cat Kevin.
Yeah, like, Kevin is only mentioned.
The Dodo Bird and Up?
The Dodo Bird and Up is named Kevin.
Like,
the dog in the proposal is named Kevin that also gets eaten by a bird. There is one mention of the name Kevin in all of the Harry Potter books, and it's like a 4-year-old who stole his dad's wand, is like poking a slug and like messing everything up. And the dad yells, Kevin!
Oh,
and that's
that
the only
Kevin,
mention.
What did you do to my room?
That movie
that's
literally
so
ruined my name.
So,
which one?
I'm so sorry.
We also have
Home Alone. Kevin, what did you do to my room?
Oh,
Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Story.
What?
Is that a rap?
The Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah.
Oh,
movie.
Yes.
Cary Grant.
Not
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is not a
very different
comedy.
Film.
But I also love that movie. That's actually
Agreed.
An incredible
Beautiful movie.
Tom Hanks is unbelievable. Yeah.
Annie Hall.
I've never seen Annie Hall.
I've never seen
Annie
Hall.
Me neither.
So, my favorite is Splash.
Splash.
The Mermaid.
With Tom
movie?
Hanks. And yeah.
Daryl Hannah.
I love it.
Wait, what? I don't know what this is.
Really?
Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah, and he basically finds a mermaid, and then they, like, fall in love.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow, that's some weird...
I don't know.
But I haven't seen this.
I truly believe that the greatest rom-com of all time, and it will never be topped, is When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it perfected
I'll have
the
what
format
she's having.
That is
of
the
a
format.
Rom-com.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
But
so
now good. That we've
I'll
talked about
what
that.
She's having, yeah.
You know what we haven't done yet?
What, Brian?
What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
Oh, I saw.
No, we're not going to start with you, Kara. Kevin, what have you seen this week?
I haven't seen anything, right?
Great, Kara, what have you seen this week?
Oh, you little brat. I saw, on Tuesday, I saw Natasha Pierre in The Great Comet, and it was fantastic. So it was awesome. And we sat on stage. I didn't know anything about it at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you can read in the program about it, which was very helpful for me.
And they come up to you. Slow. I've seen it. And they come up to you and they're just like, check out the family tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a dumpling.
And they also like, give you a dumpling. Yeah.
From Russian Samovar.
I was like, what is this?
Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very fancy. Josh Groban was fantastic. Danae Benton.
From
she
Unreal.
She actually went to Carnegie Mellon.
She did. I mean,
oh.
Did you know her? Were you best
no,
friends?
No, I was I'm a little
sisters?
Older, so I don't know her. But yeah, she was fantastic. It was really good. It was incredible.
I need
and
to
we
see
were
it.
On the stage, so.
So I sat in the balcony.
You did? Okay.
And I don't think I would have enjoyed on stage.
And you still got a dumpling?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, everybody gets a dumpling.
They go around everywhere.
Price of admission, right there.
So good.
I'm a man. I know the price of admission. Hashtag Barnum.
I'm sorry. I'm so glad you got that joke.
Barnum. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to play another game.
Play a game.
Let's play Lights of Broadway Mad Libs.
Lights of Broadway Mad Libs.
Oh, God. I'm so bad at games, you guys.
Literally, this takes no effort at all.
Great. Except reading.
Can you read?
I can't read. That's the problem. I have to have my husband read me my lines and then I memorize them through him reading them to me. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so I have given Kara what Kevin has created for us.
I wrote it.
You wrote
that? Valentine's Day Mad Libs.
You're so clever, Kevin.
Oh, thanks, love.
And then, so these are all of our Lights of Broadway cards.
Okay.
Have you seen the Lights of Broadway show cards?
No.
Are you familiar with them?
Well, you don't know these.
But Justin, Squiggs. Shout out friends of the show, Squiggs.
So we have the Mad Libs that Kevin has created. What is the title today, Kevin?
Today's title is Love in the Air.
Amazing.
After years of failed attempts at love, I decided to try out the famous Betsy Wolf matchmaking service. When I arrived for my appointment, I was thrilled to learn that my personal matchmaker was Ted Sperling. We chatted about my lifestyle and what I'm looking for in a partner. I said I wanted someone with Corbin blue hair, Gideon Glick build, and Kiala Settle smile. That shouldn't be too hard to find, right? My matchmaker set me up first with Betty Buckley. But at dinner, they only talked about how Broadwasted is their favorite show. And I mean, obviously I love it too. But let's talk about at least one other thing on our first date. Wait, where am I? The second date I went on was with John Cameron Mitchell. Who was charming and wonderful, except for constantly calling me Nick Cordero. All night. I get that we look alike, you know, but a few minutes into our date, you should know my name. Finally, my matchmaker set me up with Trevor Nunn. And from the moment our eyes met, we both knew it was magic. We are just perfect together, like a beautiful duet sung by Alex Timbers. Interesting. And Liz Calloway. It's just real, honest, true love. Alex Timbers and Liz Calloway. If you are looking for the love of your life, definitely give a matchmaker a chance. And listen to Broadwasted, just not on the first date. Really well done, Kevin.
Wow. I really want to hear a duet with Alex Timbers and Liz Calloway, like right now.
Kiala Settle. I'm obsessed with you ever since I saw you in Hands on a Hard Body. She was so good.
Yes. With Jeremy Strong Johnson.
Yes.
I missed that show.
Let's do Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets? Okay.
What's a show you wish you had seen that you didn't get a chance to see?
Maybe I say Hands on a Hard Body.
Gypsy.
I'm going to say Hands
on a Hard Body. I never saw Gypsy.
Ever.
Never, ever, ever.
I saw the Benanti and...
You did?
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. I loved it.
Kevin, I'm going to say Hands on a Hard Body.
I'm only going to say this because I rocked out to it on the subway. I wish I'd seen Bring It On. I feel like that would have been fun.
Yeah,
that's
same.
A good one.
Yeah.
I really rock out to that soundtrack all the time. Like, it's like a really good like feeling empowered as you walk down
it's
the
street. Really, it's really
I've never
well
listened
written.
To it.
Yeah, it's really a good show.
Lin-Manuel, man.
Get it.
Before we end, what's your favorite pizza in the city?
Pizza. Oh, God. Like, have you ever been to B-Side? People?
Yeah.
You have?
Next to Vinyl.
Yes.
Yeah.
B-Side Pizza is my favorite of all time. Good one. I love it. It's so good.
Brian,
it's
what's yours?
My favorite.
V&T. Oh. Right across the street from the church on 110th.
Oh.
It's on Amsterdam. It's amazing.
Pizza is my favorite thing.
Really?
Pizza and beer. Like,
what's
I can't.
What's your favorite beer?
I'm such a chick. I like blueberry beer. It's so not even a brand.
This is one of blueberries.
Ask me more questions. Or whatever you want. I don't know. What's happening?
So
I think it is questions.
Yeah, well, ask more questions.
So my voice is getting deeper.
Sultry. I love it.
So if you were on a desert island.
Yes.
You were being sent to a desert island.
Why?
I don't know.
Excommunicated.
Lost?
It's lost.
Excommunicated from Broadway.
If you were being... What was the last show you would want, that you would want? You could choose. What's the last show you would want to see before you were sent away?
Oh, I don't know. Can I see like three of them?
Sure.
It's a three-show weekend.
Okay. Beauty and the Beast, because I'm obsessed now. I will always be obsessed
with
Beauty and the Beast.
Are you super pumped for the live version?
Yes. You don't
understand.
It comes out
on my birthday.
It does?
Yes.
It comes out on St. Patrick's Day.
Happy birthday to you.
I know.
I'm very excited about that. My Fair
with
Lady.
With a Change in Me?
With a Change
with
in Me.
With a Change in Me.
Yes.
And like the really low key.
Oh, that's
You did. Yeah, that's great.
You're welcome.
It's beautiful. Very.
That was actually Kara Lindsay.
That was me.
Hi, I'm Kara Lindsay.
Alexa,
sound
can
great?
You play? I'm kidding.
No. Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
Alexa, stop. Oh my god,
you guys, I was about to leave your apartment.
I'm so sorry.
I can't listen to the sound of my own voice. I don't know how I'm going to watch this movie.
Cheers.
That made me very stressed out.
I'm so sorry.
That was not my... I did not think
it was
going to sound
incredible.
I didn't think it was going to start playing.
We just said her name and she was like, you got it.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, the three. So, Beauty and the Beast...
Oh. Music Man?
My Fair Lady. Not Music Man, no.
Everyone says Music Man.
They do?
Yeah.
76 trombone baka. And Ragtime. Ragtime changed my life.
Yeah.
That's what the people call it.
A lot of people actually say...
Ragtime!
A lot of people say Ragtime, actually, with that question. That's a very interesting answer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so good.
A lot of people
so
say that.
It's so good. The music is
It just runs like, the full like, depth of like what you want in a show.
Yeah. Just, also, like, I really loved Aida.
Kara.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure.
It's been so fun.
Yeah,
thanks
did you
have a good
time?
Wine.
You're feeding you wine?
Feeding
it sounds
me.
Like you like foie gras, like had a funnel into your...
I did, sort of.
Yeah,
she doesn't know if she's been changed for the better, Brian.
Yeah. But I've been changed for Malbec.
What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
I think my bangs. Actually,
they're really cute.
No, my manager Michelle was like, "Why don't you have bangs? You're kind of weird and quirky, and like, if you have bangs, like it kind of that's sort of the stereotypical like weird quirky girl next door like
oh,
has bangs, and it's actually helped me in a strange way, like for auditions and." People look at me a little bit differently because I have bangs now. Isn't that weird?
That's
that
is interesting.
It's just
so wacky.
Shorter hair in the front. That's all it is.
That's it.
But it's changed my whole brain.
You've got like
your forehead.
You've got like a
big forehead, so I'm glad.
Can you move your bangs?
No, I will not.
You got like a lady mullet.
I got a lady mullet?
Because it's like the opposite. Are bangs the opposite of a mullet?
Like...
Because they're short in front and then
no, I think
long
they're just
the
bangs. I think we've all just had too much to drink.
I think we really have. Like, the best advice I've ever gotten is to get bangs. Like, that's really
not like,
sad.
Not like, you're super talented. You should pursue this.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that,
somebody was like, bang it out, girl. And she was like, yes.
Yeah.
Best advice ever.
So
I'm going to go get bangs.
So, Kara, thank you for joining
Wait,
us.
Wait, that's the worst.
You know, we're going to end on that.
Bangs.
We're going to end on that.
Wait, I can't end on that. I can't.
Well, I have a good one.
Yeah.
So when we were at BroadwayCon, we saw a lot of people dressed in all these crazy characters.
Yeah.
If you went to BroadwayCon and had to, like, full out cosplay as a character from a Broadway show, who would you cosplay as?
I'd play the Beast.
Like the Beauty and the Beast piece?
Yes, I want to be Harry, a hairy beast.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Like a full on Beast costume. People are like, wow, who is that Beast? Like, that's actually Carolyn.
That'd be the best way for like, oh wait, like.
Can that be the reveal if you do like next year's Broadway Con?
Yes!
Like if you're gonna do like a photo
thing. I
wanna
like wear the claws and like be really tall and be on stilts and wear that vest.
She's the Beast with bangs.
I'm the Beast with bangs. I am a Beast with bangs.
I love that.
And a glass of Malbec. Yes. Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
I don't even know what we talked about on this podcast, but blessings.
So we're going to end it now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We end every episode with a quote. Will you share your life with me for the next 10 minutes?
Oh.
For the next 10 minutes, we can handle that. We could watch the waves. We could watch the sky. Or just sit and wait as the time ticks by.
Always makes me cry.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, I'm going to cry
right now.
Yeah, that
got really emotional.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I figured like we...
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Lovely.
Thank you. As told by Ginger.
As told by Ginger.
Great show.
Such a good show.
Anyway.
What?
It was a cartoon.
We got lost.
So
I feel like we didn't really talk about anything.
Is there anything you want to talk about right now?
I don't know. I just feel like I gave you nothing. I gave you slurred words.
And we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, it's Brown Wasted.
We talked about it a lot.
We talked about your husband. We talked about Newsies. So I'm just saying, we talked about a lot of Valentine's Day things. We're good.
Okay, great. About the proposal.
Great.
Camping.
Camping.
Sleeping in dirt.
And then getting a sparkly ring.
Yeah, it's very nice.
What's the favorite role you've played?
Sally Bowles, maybe. Well, where? I played it at Kansas City Rep. Yes. I mean, that's not...
But you also
Glinda
played...
and Catherine are, like, favorites for many different reasons. Yeah. But, like, Sally Bowles is one of the ones that, like, I want to revisit and, like, try over again.
I could see that. Because Sally Bowles could be so many different things.
Yeah, and I did it... Like,
I did it
at Kansas City Rep.
Poppins?
Oh, that was really fun.
North Carolina, right?
It was, but it was so fast. I could not even tell you one line from that show. Yeah. Is that crazy?
Practically
we
perfect.
Memorized like a Shove whole
head,
show, and I could not tell you one line. That's nuts.
So, Kara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And let's raise a glass to the four of us, and we say the same thing every time.
I don't know this. I guess I really didn't
those
listen.
Magic
do you stop
Greece.
At the end?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Wait, what did we say?
It's from Greece?
It's from Greece, but let's
so
do
wait,
it again.
That's what you guys are saying? Zoop doo wop bump?
Zoop doo wop bump.
Yeah, do it as do it in character.
Okay, got it.
One, two.
I think I've...
Zoop doo wop bump.
I still have never understood it.
What do you mean?
That was great.
C, 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 A minor, F, 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 G, 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 7, C.
Hey guys, it's Kimberly from Broadwasted. Does your business ship? No, not is your business a ship, like a pirate, but does your business ship packages, boxes, or freight, the kind of shipping that has you constantly deciding what's the best way to get your orders wherever they need to go? Well, let me tell you about Agile Network, a global shipping software provider for managing your business's shipping and returns using multiple carriers from a single platform. Agile Network drops the act to save your business time and money by executing shipments wherever they need to go. Businesses can save up to 30% on their transportation costs with better shipment planning, rating, routing, and tracking for increased shipment visibility. Stop overpaying for transportation today. Let over 3 decades of logistic expertise help your business make better shipping decisions. Call today at 866-686-2445 for a no-obligation shipping assessment or visit us at agile-network.com. That's agile, agile-network.com. Call today to ship better and save money.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.